This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. struck 85 targets in Iraq and Syria on Friday in response to a drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. soldiers. Officials in Iraq, Iran, and Russia are responding to the strikes. VOA's Edward Uranian has more.
Iraqi state TV reported that government spokesman Bassem Al-Awadi denied U.S. reports it had consulted with the Iraqi government before the U.S. strikes, claiming the U.S. was trying to mislead world opinion, adding that the U.S. attacks put Iraq on the brink of a precipice. Iran, which supports the militia forces targeted by the U.S., called the attacks a violation of Syrian and Iraqi sovereignty and their territorial integrity. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Nasser Kanani termed the U.S. attacks a serious strategic mistake. Russia, which is an ally of both Syria and Iran, accused the U.S. of sowing chaos and destruction in the Middle East.
Edward Uranian from VOA. Hamas officials say the group is studying a proposed ceasefire deal that would include prolonged pauses in fighting in Gaza and swaps of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners, but the militants appeared to rule out some key components. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
A senior Hamas official in Beirut said the group remains committed to its initial demand for a permanent ceasefire. The official also said the group seeks the release of thousands of Palestinian security prisoners, including those serving life sentences. He mentioned two by name, including Marwan Barghouti. Barghouti is a popular Palestinian uprising leader seen as a unifying figure. Comments on the prisoners were the most detailed demands yet raised by the group in public. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. An Irish nationalist will lead Northern Ireland's government for the first time ever, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Sinn Féin Vice President Michelle O'Neill has made history by becoming Northern Ireland's first minister as the government returned to work after a two-year boycott by unionists. O'Neill will share power with Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly from the DUP. The two will be equals, but O'Neill, whose party captured more seats in the Northern Ireland Assembly in the 2022 elections, will hold the more prestigious title. Neither side can govern without agreement from the other. Government business ground to a halt over the past 2 years after the Democratic Unionist Party walked out to protest trade issues related to Brexit. Karen Shamas, London.
House Republicans will move forward with a $17.6 billion package to provide military aid to Israel and replenish U.S. weapons. The bill leaves out more aid for Ukraine, underscoring the challenges facing supporters of a comprehensive national security package that would also include billions of dollars for immigration enforcement. The move gives Speaker Mike Johnson and House Republicans the chance to show support for Israel, even though there is little chance the Senate would go along with the narrower effort. Meanwhile, text of a broader Senate compromise is expected to be released this weekend, and a key vote on that package will be held next week. Government prosecutors are accusing Donald Trump's defense team of distorting the facts in the classified documents case against the former president. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Government lawyers on special counsel Jack Smith's team entered a court filing that says the defense is creating a false narrative about how the classified documents investigation began. And they accuse his lawyers of trying to cast a cloud of suspicion over responsible actions by government officials who had a legal obligation to return highly sensitive documents found at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The filing surrounds a defense request that prosecutors turn over troves of information from their investigation, including documents about the security at the Florida estate. The case is set for trial in May, but that could be postponed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At least 150,000 people gathered in front of the German National Parliament in Berlin Saturday afternoon to protest against the far right, the latest in a string of large weekend demonstrations across Germany. The pro-democracy demonstration started 3 weeks ago after the investigative journalist group Corrective published an article saying that right-wing extremists had recently met to discuss deporting millions of immigrants, including some with German citizenship. Saturday's protest drew more participants than organizers expected, despite intermittent rain showers. Protesters turned the space next to the Bundestag, or national parliament, into a sea of signs, flags, and umbrellas. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.